Welcome to Women's Words, a program bringing you the written work of the women of Minnesota.
My name is Liz Minette. I'm from Esko, Minnesota, and today I'm going to be reading two poems, one called Thistle and one called Four Crows. Thistle, an idea in the well-kept garden. Its purple exclamation points leave my mouth ajar. The thistle, a hairy stem with a white flower, a fairy's petticoat flapping on a green wire. Red wing blackbirds have unbuttoned the shirts of ripe tomatoes. I harvest the green ones and the thistle. Place it in a jelly jar next to the sink. Green tomatoes rode on the shelf above wait. This change doesn't please thistle. It soon departs, slumped shoulders in a brown paper coat, under green moons, turning blood. Four crows. Whatever it is that makes them do it. Four crows lift off oak boughs, one after another, and swing through air as if strung on a pendulum, right towards a scalloped concrete edge of the county courthouse. Then they veer away at the last second, and dive back around, up into trees, to land, a circle. Perhaps by their flight they're taking back this tall, columned tombstone we all work in. Or they're taking back the plastic bags caught in branches, ripped and flapping like torn slips. As the crows settle now, satin commas among new leaves, a spool of audio tape, music unstrung from someone's cassette, hangs like tinsel below them. The tape's shiny surface winks as the wind twists and turns it. And in the official gardens that flag the courthouse, the crocuses have come up early. Tulips unfold their slipper bodies to the sun.
Women's Words is produced at KUMD by Chris Harwood, music by Sharon Isbin. This program is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For more information about this author and her work, or to listen to this episode again, or subscribe to the podcast, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Send your comments or questions to KUMD@KUMD.org.